The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 9. Hello there and welcome back, everybody. Hope you all had a great week. Before we jump into the discussion of today, just want to remind you guys of the store at coffeebreakliberty.com where you can buy awesome mugs with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on it, some other symbols of libertarianism like flags and things like that. And I really hope you guys would go check it out and go buy a cool mug. But before you do that, if you go to the coffeebreakliberty.com webpage, sit around for about 10 or 15 seconds, you should get hit with a prompt to sign up for a newsletter. When you sign up for that newsletter, you will get a discount code for 10% off of your first order at the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So go check it out, get yourself a mug, and be the coolest person on your block if you aren't already. The first thing I wanted to talk about this week is Vice President Harris being tapped on the shoulder, you know, whatever, to go and handle the border crisis. President Biden has put Vice President Harris in charge of the border crisis. You know, the same lady that when she was district attorney lied to keep people in jail longer. She's now going to go handle a humanitarian mission. What Simpsons episode are we in now? What is going on? How is this even possible? Some lady that used to arrest parents, low-income parents, send them to jail because their kids were truant, enforce the law really strictly for pot smokers in California, trying to ruin people's lives. You know, the pot wasn't going to ruin anybody's life, so she was going to make sure that the law did. This woman, Vice President Harris, which a lot of us in the Liberty Movement warned everybody about, is going to go handle a humanitarian crisis. Is this some sort of joke? It might be a joke because Bill Clinton was just talked to by Vice President Harris on how to empower women. Bill Clinton, a rapist, was asked by Vice President Harris at some forum, event, whatever, about empowering women. What Twilight Zone episode are we living in? Did I miss something? Is the simulation going haywire? Because things don't make sense anymore. Once again, we see the government doing its best at making no sense whatsoever, at wasting time and applying the worst, or possibly one of the worst, maybe not the worst, but one of the worst solutions to a problem. There's several other solutions to the border crisis. I won't get into all of those here. But you know, we all know that Vice President Harris is going to pick the worst thing. She used to jail parents, jail pot smokers, lied in court, under oath, withheld evidence to try and keep people in jail longer. And she's going to be in charge of this humanitarian issue? What is going on? Why would anybody celebrate this? Why would anybody celebrate this? They don't pay attention? Is that what it is? Do they just not understand? Or are they that evil? You know, there's some thought that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, the government's just so dumb. I'm starting to think that, no, they're just evil. Because if they were so dumb, they'd at least get it right every once in a while. They don't even do that. They're so out of touch with reality. I mean, heck, they've still got walls up in D.C., by the way, if y'all didn't know that. They still have walls and armed guards in D.C., like National Guard forces. Now they're armed with little to no ammo, but they are armed. This ruling class has shown themselves to be who they really are. A bunch of tyrants. Tyrants that don't care about you or me. They don't care about us. Heck, to them, we're just a group of people to be exploited. We're a group of people to be used by them. The ruling class does not have our interests in their minds, in their hearts, whatever. They don't care about us. They'll give nice speeches, though. They won't be mean on Twitter. They'll just throw people in jail for smoking pot. They'll just throw people in jail, you know, for trying to cross a border for a better life. This government, this ruling class, is what we know it is. It's violence. Government is force, right? So it is violence. And they're using it against us, against others, and now Kamala Harris. Vice President Harris is going to use it against people trying to cross the border, trying to get their kids here. So those kids in cages that y'all thought were going to come out because Biden and Harris were now running the show, yeah, they're probably staying there. They're probably staying in those cages, or worse. Congratulations for all those that thought it was going to be better under President Biden and Vice President Harris. You played yourself. You voted for the same crap. They're just not mean on Twitter. The second thing I want to talk about this week are the attacks and the hate against the Asian American community. This is something we should all like be against, right? You know, this is bad. You should not be hating people because of their race. If you do, you're garbage, and you can just shut this podcast off right now because I don't want you listening to it. I ain't got time for it. Nobody should have time for it. These people that do this are trash. That said, this seems to be another situation, or you can see it as one, where the woke crowd is just embarrassing themselves again. For those paying attention, the woke crowd has been screaming on Twitter, or whatever you do on Twitter, you know, about hate against Asian Americans. There have been rallies, there have been protests, things like that. Lots of tweets, right? But the woke crowd is also the same crowd that less than 6 months ago, gosh, less than a few months ago, still, and they probably still do, support Harvard, you know, not barring, but discriminating against Asian Americans. Because the woke crowd, until very recently, until there was hate against them, apparently, was complicit in white supremacy because they benefited from it. Thus, they deserve to be treated poorly. Thus, they deserve to be discriminated against, according to the woke crowd. This is an embarrassment. What's worse, though, is that if you point it out to this woke crowd, they don't care. It doesn't impact them. You know, it doesn't bother them that they're hypocritical. They have no principles, and that's why it doesn't bother them. They're unprincipled people. I mean, you and I, hopefully, I would think, we have principles, right? One that I try to abide by is the NAP, right? The non-aggression principle. But the woke crowd doesn't have anything like that. They don't hold themselves to some principle that regardless of who the actors are in a situation, they will abide by that principle. The woke crowd doesn't even know what this is. The concept is foreign to them. And it's not just the woke crowd. There's lots of people. I'd say the majority of people are unprincipled people. But when we argue with them, when we try to point out their hypocrisy, it just falls on its face because that doesn't register with them, right? You're trying to speak to people that don't believe the same religion you do. You have principles. You're a principled person. You try to point out how they don't have principles, and it doesn't even register. They can't even fathom what you're... it does not make sense to them what you're saying. It's really strange to see, but it's the truth. They don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't make sense to them. With all that said, though, don't stop pointing it out. Don't stop pointing it out when you encounter these people, when you encounter their ideas that are hypocritical. Point it out. In all fairness, yeah, you're probably not going to convert that person. You're not even going to make an impact on that person because they don't know what you're talking about. Like I said, it doesn't register with them. But somebody watching, somebody in earshot, somebody that is trying to learn more about the situation that doesn't know about it, might see what you're pointing out. That might convert them. That might get them to at least start thinking, huh, this whole woke crowd situation isn't what they claim to be, right? and I use the woke crowd as an example because there's plenty of different groups that fall into this. So when you see the hypocrisy, point it out. Point it out. Just don't get frustrated when the people you're pointing it out to don't you know, slap themselves upside the head and say, oh, you're right, I was being hypocritical. Just, hey, let them double down. Let them look the fool because somebody else is watching. Somebody else is watching all the time. And you might be the person that wakes that person up, that person watching. Like I said, you're not going to wake that person up that's being hypocritical. It's not going to happen. But you might wake somebody else up. The woke eats the woke and demonstrates their hypocrisy against Asian Americans. Like I said, they're right. They're absolutely right. We need to stop. We need to be against, you know, hate against Asian Americans. It's disgusting. Have a voice against it. But if you're coming from a position where only a few weeks ago you thought or felt that Asian Americans were complicit in white supremacy and benefited from it, thus they deserve to be discriminated against, got no time for you. Got no time for you. The third and final thing I wanted to talk about this week was the shooting in Boulder, Colorado. For those that don't know, and I'm sure you all do, there was a shooting, sadly, in Boulder, Colorado, a mass shooting where 10 people died. Two big things came from this. More calls for gun control, and apparently every mass shooter is white. More stuff from the woke crowd. More crap from the woke crowd. But we'll get to that in a moment. I want to talk about the gun control that they're talking about and what is already going on in Colorado. So in Colorado, they already have lots of these gun control measures that everybody says will stop these kind of shootings. They have red flag laws. They have universal background checks. They have magazine limits, right? You can only have a 15-round magazine in Colorado. Yet the suspect was allowed to buy a rifle, even though he already had a misdemeanor for assault. No red flag laws came up, popped up, you know, all of these things. He went through a background check, and then he carried out a horrific attack on these people, killing 10 of them. This situation in Colorado, it's a demonstration of what happens, right? Bad guys don't follow laws. We all know this. We know this. They don't follow laws. All these laws do is make it harder for you and I to legally purchase a firearm. It makes it harder for maybe that other person, but it doesn't stop them from doing anything nefarious with it. And nothing popped up, right, that said, oh, there's no reason he needs a, he can buy a rifle. There's no reason. And he did. This is why they continue to chip away at it until we all know the end result, right? The end result is to ban all firearms together, just like they did in the UK. The right to defend yourself is no longer a right. The right to defend yourself is no longer a right, and now you must outsource it. And that is exactly what happened to those poor people in Colorado. They didn't want to. That was their choice. They didn't want to defend themselves. They wanted their defense to be outsourced to the police. Well, the police showed up. One police officer died, but the police did stop it. So somebody with a gun stopped this shooter after 10 people died because their safety, they felt, should be outsourced to somebody else. Do not outsource your right to defend yourself. You wouldn't outsource your other rights, I hope. Why outsource that one? Why outsource your own protection? The other bit I wanted to talk about on this subject, or story rather, was how before the blood was even dry, while people were still dying in hospitals, Twitter was going ablaze with, oh, it's another angry white guy. Oh, it's a white guy that's having a bad day. Oh, I'm tired of these white guys, these white people murdering people, going on rampages. Now, this is the woke crowd, right? We're going to point out their hypocrisy in a moment because it wasn't a white guy. It was a Syrian. His name was, or is rather, because he's still alive, Ahmed al-Alwi al-Issa. Now, I have not studied Arabic in a long time, so I'm sure I mispronounced that. But he's not some white guy. He's a Syrian. And then what does the woke crowd do when they see this, when they respond to this? Well, he looks white, they said. This is what happens when you point out their hypocrisy. You point out even how wrong they are. They just double down. Kind of going back into the last story I talked about, right? The woke was eating the woke with the Asian American hate. You point out that this guy isn't white. They just double down. Well, he looks white, but he's not white. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to them. They double down. I know that's a minor issue, but it is something to be aware of in the cultural shift of America. And what the outlets, the news media outlets are portraying, by the way. Because there have been several mass shootings in the last week, and the only two that made national headlines was done one by a white guy in Atlanta and one in Colorado that a lot of people thought was white. All the other ones didn't make national headlines, but they happened. These are things we need to keep our heads on a swivel about, just being aware of the culture in America and the shift and who's driving it, right? It's the ruling class. It's the government in cahoots with the media. You know, because the media is, it's just the propaganda arm of the government. You need to be aware of this stuff. I don't know exactly how to fight it all, how to stand up against it, but pretty much when you read something off of the main websites, the main news outlets, you just got to take it with a grain of salt that you're being lied to right away, that somebody is trying to push a narrative. When you read or watch these stations or the newspaper, things like that, you need to be aware of that stuff. I want you to just have that little, you know, that nugget in your brain. Like, okay, I need to get some facts out of this, but how much of this is a false narrative that some writer is trying to push? Because it's a lot. Before I sign off for the week, guys, I wanted to remind you of the affiliate program that we have here at Coffee Break Liberty. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, up in the top there is a link for the affiliate program. Click on that link. You'll get some details on how to sign up for the affiliate program. And by doing so, you would sign up with Bluehost to host a website, because you should all have your own website. Start your own blog. Start a business. Start another podcast. Something. You need to be having your own website, though. You need to get yourself out there, and that's a great way to do it. And do it with Bluehost and my link through Bluehost. So when you use my link, you start your website, let me know about it, and I will give you a free plug on not only the podcast, the webpage, the Facebook page, but also my personal accounts. You're going to reach over 3,000 people. Free advertising. Once again, that is the coffeebreakliberty.com affiliate program. So go there, find the affiliate tab, click on it, sign up for Bluehost, and then get in contact with me. Let me know about it. Get yourself some of that great free advertising. And with that, I'm going to sign off for the week, guys. I hope you have a good one. Take care.